This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If we could rewind the trade war clock back a couple of months, we would land in mid-April. The Chinese had just put tariffs on a whole list of American products in return for the Trump administration's taxes on Chinese steel and aluminum. Beijing went after things like pecans and apples, pork as well, which prompted us to call Brian Duncan. He's a hog farmer, also the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. And he said back then he wasn't happy about the tariffs, but he was still quite optimistic. He kind of had to be because China is a growing market for the American hog industry.
Things like snouts and tails and hooves and ears, things that the Chinese consumer places value on, but you know, probably would find its way into dumpsters in other parts of the world. So that's an important market because it adds value to the overall hog.
We got him back on the phone today to see what a difference 2 months might have made. Mr. Duncan, it's good to talk to you again.
Hey, nice to talk to you again, Kai.
So it's been a couple of months. There are tariffs on American hogs from the Chinese. How you feeling?
Confused. How's that for a good feeling?
You and me both, pal. You and me both.
Every day that goes by, you know, I'm afraid we're one step closer down the road to a trade war. You know, originally we'd hope this was saber rattling leading to negotiations, and certainly we hope that's not off the table yet. But as each day goes by, I wonder when you officially declare this to be a problem.
Are you seeing it in prices? Are you seeing it in demand? How's it manifesting itself?
Yeah, it's mattered a lot on the hog side, and we see it mattering also on the soybean side as far as the Chinese just simply not ordering any cargoes of beans from the United States. And the pork shipments into China have basically disappeared as well. And so it really causing a lot of volatility in the marketplace and instability, what makes it really hard to navigate and almost impossible for long-range planning.
Well, one hates to pry, but given that you are a hog farmer and there are hog tariffs, how's it looking for you when you go to close your books at the end of the year? What's your guess?
Well, the end of the year isn't here yet, so I guess that we still hope for better things. I mean, it has taken projections, and these aren't just my projections. These are projections by leading economists that have taken what was going to be a positive year for pork producers and turned it into a negative one. So we're in June. Let's talk in December.
We'll call you back. I'll tell you what.
There you go.
But look, so as I said, you are somebody in the Illinois Farm Bureau. You can, in theory, get people at the Department of Commerce on the telephone. What are you hearing from people who ought to know?
It is mixed, and it depends on the day, and it depends on who you talk to. Yeah. It isn't just me and the Illinois Farm Bureau. Let's talk about the president's tweet 2 weeks ago that said that China was going to buy more goods than the American farmer could produce. $70 billion worth was the promise, I believe. And 5 or 6 days later, no, that deal's off the table. That's gone. We're not doing that. It's literally one day to the next, and it's a changing landscape.
It's got to make you crazy, huh?
It's hard to plan. You know, we pour a lot of cement out here in rural America. When we make plans and to build buildings and livestock facilities, we're making decisions that have a 20 or 30 year time horizon and payback. And so we ask ourselves, do we want to pour more cement or do we want to regret the cement we already poured? And I think that's what a lot of us are doing right now.
Brian Duncan, he is, as I said, the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, also a hog farmer in Polo, Illinois. Mr. Duncan, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai. Always good to talk to you.